Lesson 34. Cruelty to animals. Man is the direct agent of a wide and continual distress to the lower animals, and the question is, can any method be devised for its alleviation? On this subject, the scriptural image is strikingly realized. The whole inferior creation growling and travailing together in pain because of him. It signifies naught to the substantive amount of the suffering, whether it be prompted by the hardness of his heart or only permitted through the headlessness of his mind. In either way, it holds true not only that the arch-devourer man stands preeminent over the fiercest children of the wilderness as an animal of prey, but that for his lordly and luxurious appetite, as well as for his service or merest curiosity and amusement, nature must be ransacked throughout all her elements. Rather than forgo the veriest gratifications of vanity, he will wring them from the anguish of wretched and ill-fated creatures, and whether for the indulgence of his barbaric sensuality or his barbaric splendour, he can stalk paramount over the sufferings of that prostrate creation which has been placed beneath his feet. These sufferings are really felt. The beasts of the field are not so many automata without sensation, so constructed to assume all the natural expressions of it. Nature hath not practiced this universal deception upon our species. These poor animals just look and tremble and give forth the very indications of suffering that we do. Theirs is the distinct cry of pain. Theirs is the unequivocal physiognomy of pain. They put on the same aspect of terror on the demonstrations of a menaced blow. They exhibit the same distortions of agony after the inflictions of it. The bruise, or the burn, or the fracture, or the deep incision, or the fierce encounter with one of equal or of superior strength, affects them similarly to ourselves. Their blood circulates as ours. They have pulsations in various parts of the body, as we have. They sicken, and they grow feeble with age. And finally, they die, just as we do.